Well, popular opposition to the Adani mine project threatens its future, but Adani continues to pursue opportunities for both state and federal government subsidies. A recent report published by Environmental Justice Australia suggests that support for the Adani project via the Export Finance and Insurance Corporation, or EFIC, could be potentially unlawful. Rob Osborne spoke to the report's author, lawyer David Barnden, and asked him first to explain the role and responsibilities of EFIC.
EFIC exists to encourage Australian exports, so it can lend money to projects, but it can also provide other financial support like guarantees. So if a bank, say, lends money to Adani and Adani can't pay back the loan, EFIC will pay the loan off instead. In relation to domestic mining operations, EFIC has been able to support large firms and projects since last year on Australian soil. So it can lend money both to projects as well as related infrastructure like railway and ports.
I understand that Adani have met several times with EFIC officials. Is this the case?
Yes. EFIC has told Senate Estimates that it has met numerous times with Adani, and the last meeting that we know of was in February this year.
Under Section 9 of the Export Finance and Insurance Act, EFIC is obliged to publish its board's assessment of the outcome of these meetings. Thus far, EFIC has failed to do so. The Environmental Justice Australia report argues that support for Adani's mine proposal or for related infrastructure projects could be unlawful. Here's David Barnden again.
The Adani project is mired in controversy. It's potentially uncommercial and it's contrary to the climate goals of the Paris Agreement. When looking at such a project, the directors of EFIC have duties akin to the duties of directors of Australian companies. So they must act reasonably and they must act with care and diligence. And EFIC is also guided by APRA, which is a regulator of banks and insurers in Australia. And APRA says that when major investments are made, the benchmark should be whether or not the investment will do well under the climate goals of the Paris Agreement. So there's certainly problems there. There's also potentially problems for the Trade Minister, and he can direct EFIC to fund any project he likes for as much as he likes. But of course, he must also act reasonably, and the decisions he makes must be in the public interest, and there must be a sound basis for those reasons.
Recently, on the ABC's Q&A program, Labor leader Bill Shorten repeated the cautious ambiguity of Labor's position on the Adani coal mine. He emphasised that not a single dollar of Commonwealth taxpayer money should be used directly or indirectly on the mine. But he also said he would not create sovereign risk by opposing the project. As on previous occasions, he said that the key question was whether the mine proposal stacked up commercially. But what would be the constitutional position of an incoming Labor government? Here's David Barnden again.
Under the Constitution, a future Labor government can change the laws so that EFIC wouldn't need to pay out on any promises it's made. There's also a mechanism where the government of the day can block any payouts of insurance and guarantees. So there's a number of ways that a government can essentially get out of any agreement EFIC might have made with Adani.
In addition to potential funding from EFIC, the Queensland Labor government is reported to be considering covering the estimated $100 million cost of upgrading access roads to the Adani mining site. Ann Baker is Mayor of Isaac Regional Council, where the roads are situated. Here she is explaining why the council wants the state government to assume responsibility.
The project proponent will be required to upgrade the local Moray-Carmichael Road to a higher standard to what it is today, and that's part of the infrastructure agreement. The issue at hand from council's perspective is who should own that road after the massive upgrade. Once the upgrade is complete, that then becomes a road on council's books, and we would have to fund depreciation for the life of the assets because it's a council asset.
And who will actually fund the upgrade?
Funding of the upgrade is wholly and solely a responsibility of the project proponent.
And the project proponents are Adani?
Correct.
A clear statement there from local Mayor Ann Baker that Adani will meet the upfront costs of road upgrades. However, documents obtained by the ABC under a Right to Information application suggest that possible state government funding remains under negotiation.
Rob Osborne ending that report.